Keep ash and debris out of the fireplace as much as possible too. The buildup of these in your fireplace can cause problems with the ability to generate heat. For your insert, consider one that is both tube and glass. The glass doors of your fireplace will actually keep you from losing too much heat, as we mentioned. In addition, though, when you add on a tube and blower to your fireplace, you can keep the glass doors closed and force the heat out into the home, allowing for better and more energy efficient usage of it. You get more from the fire, in other words. Yet another option to consider is the heater insert. This is the ideal choice for those that are looking for a way to get the most benefit from their fireplace. In this case, you will need a well-designed, efficient model. It should come with blowers as well as thermostats. Simply place them into your fireplace and they will allow you to increase your heating efficiency because it will help to maintain the heat there. You do not lose the effect of the fireplace that we all love so much either. Don't give up your fireplace, just make sure that you get the most from it without losing from it. Chapter 7, Energy Saving Habits to Develop. Do you remember as a child being asked by your mother if you were born in a barn? There are plenty of reasons why this is important. The fact is that there are small things, even simple things, to incorporate into your everyday life to see improvements in your energy usage without really having to do much of anything. In fact, all you really need to do is to ensure that you get yourself into some habits and within a month you will notice changes. While switching one light off isn't going to make a huge deal on your bill, combining this with other features will show you some real signs of improvement and quickly too. To help you, here are some of the best habits that you can form to gain great energy saving benefits from the beginning. Your shower. You probably do not realize how this affects your energy bills, but it does. Unless you take a very long shower, you may not realize that it is more effective and uses less hot water than a bath does. Instead of filling up the tub with water, you save a great deal by using the shower. To make it even a better option, install a water-saving shower head. These are inexpensive, although they do cost more than a standard shower head, but will reduce the amount of water that comes through and is wasted. You simply will use less water and reap the benefits of lower consumption. Because you do not need to use as much hot water, you are reducing the workload of your hot water heater and saving energy in the process. Appliance use. Next, take a look at your appliance's usage. There are certain appliances that generate heat more so than others. The washer and dryer as well as your oven are prime candidates. Therefore, whenever possible, use these during the cooler parts of the day such as the morning and in the evening, to keep your air conditioning from having to kick on. If it is already hot and you are using them, the air conditioning units have to work harder using more energy to do so and costing you more. During the winter, doing this will help you to keep your home warmer in the coldest times of the day, therefore keeping your furnace from having to work as hard and using less energy. Washing clothing. When washing clothing, there are some great tools to use here too for energy savings. First off, only run full loads of laundry. If you run just a few items, you are simply wasting the energy that is needed. In addition, make sure that the weight of the object is taken into consideration. Keeping like weights together can help to reduce the amount of time that some items are needed in the dryer. For example, if you wash towels together, which require longer periods of time to dry, you can save energy when you wash lightweight t-shirts. Another tool that has been put onto the market is cold water detergent for your washer. These chemicals claim to work well if cold water, meaning that you do not need to use as much hot water in your laundry. Without using hot water, you lessen the demand on your hot water heater and therefore lower your costs significantly. Keep the units working at their best. That means cleaning out the dryer filter too. There are two things to consider here. First, keep the interior filter clean by cleaning it after every load. This allows the clothing to dry faster with each load. Second, clean the tubing that runs from the dryer to the wall clean as well. This should be cleaned out every 6 months for optimal use. Cooktops. Cooktops that are electric can pose a problem for those that are looking to save energy. These pull quite a bit of electricity to be used effectively. To help to keep this to a minimum, make sure that you select the right size burner for the pot that you are using. Another trick with these units is to ensure that the bottom of your pan is flat. Those that are rounded have less surface area actually touching the cooktop, causing it to take longer to heat and therefore requiring more energy used for the same meal. Keep the surfaces cleaned and wiped down after each use. If you have a gas stove, in this case, keep the carbon buildup around the actual pellets clean as well. They will work better and use less gas in the process, lowering your costs while doing so. Lights. Throughout your home you will find various lights on and off at all times of the day, right? Make it a habit to turn them off each time you leave a room. In addition, you will want to make sure that the smallest comfortable light is in use at all times, not necessarily the light that is going to fill the room. In addition, as you go throughout your home replacing bulbs, as they burn out of course, begin replacing them with compact fluorescent bulbs. These are becoming more and more readily available even at the supermarket and department stores. Although they will cost more to put them into your home, they will benefit you. These light bulbs put out as much as 4 times as many lumens per watt. So, if you purchase a 25-watt fluorescent bulb, you are going to have as much light as if you were using a 100-watt bulb of the standard, incandescent bulb. Therefore, with lower wattage use, you will use less electricity and save money. In addition, these light bulbs will last you almost 10 times as long as a standard light bulb will. In some case, you won't have to replace them for years. This is definitely worth the investment. Doing this slowly as the others die out will allow it to be less of a cost shock. Exhaust. Your home needs exhaust systems in it. Some older homes may not have them though. This is one system you will want to consider adding if that is the case. You can benefit from an exhaust fan in your kitchen area to pull out the heat and humidity from the area as you are cooking. In the summer, their use is outstanding in these areas to keep your air conditioning working less. In addition, the bathroom is another area of your home for an exhaust system. Here, the humidity can be pulled out before causing the air conditioning to kick on. But, be careful. During the winter months, do not use these systems as often. They can pull the heat from your furnace that is trying to keep your home warm out, causing your furnace to work harder and losing money with energy costs. Window tips. While we have already talked about how windows affect the heat and air conditioning in your home, it also is important to mention them as in habit usage. If you will be using your windows during the summer months to bring in air, do so. This is a great way to bring in free, fresh air to your home. But, do not turn off the air and open the windows. Instead, open them once the effects of the air conditioning have worn off and the home has started to heat up. This way, you do not lose the benefits of all the work your air has used. In addition, during winter months, keeping the drapes and blinds closed can significantly lower the energy need for heat throughout your home, especially during dark hours and colder periods. But, you can benefit from opening up those drapes when the sun is shining and allowing the home to get some free heat from that sunshine. During the night, the drapes will act as insulation to the windows, keeping heat in during the winter and cool air in during the summer. In summer months, if there is a breeze or if there is a temperature drop to a comfortable level, ease off the air conditioning and let the cool air from night cool down the home. In addition, make sure that you lock your windows when they are closed. That little extra push can help to keep the right temperature maintained. Chapter 8, the thermostat. There is another aspect of your home that needs careful consideration. That is the thermostat. What temperature you set it at is really a personal comfort situation. Yet, more and more, people are finding that there is cost savings in using the right thermostat and the right level of comfort to boot. For example, during the summer months, do you have the air conditioning set low enough that it feels comfortable to wear a long sleeve shirt or pants? Do you grab for a blanket? This is a signal that perhaps you could raise the thermostat and still be quite comfortable. In the winter, you shouldn't want to put the fan on or want to wear shorts. You can see how just lowering the heat a bit can save you a good deal of money. Yet, there is no magical number here. Unfortunately, there is a great deal of money that can be saved by just dealing with the heat in the summer or the cold in the winter. Yet, you do not have to flip it off altogether to gain some benefits of extra money in your pocket. The right temperature. Finding and setting your home at the right temperature is the first goal. It is said that during the winter, setting the heat at 68 degrees is the best starting point. In the summer months, your goal is that of 76 degrees. Every time that you can either move this number up or down for cost savings, you can save a decent amount of money per 2-degree movement. Therefore, if you are in the winter months and you have your thermostat set at 70 degrees normally, if you can still feel comfortable by lowering it to 68 degrees, you will be able to save a good deal of money. In the summer, keep the air conditioning set at just 76 degrees and turn on a fan. Doing this will pull out all of the humidity in the air and keep the temperature at a great level. If you can tolerate moving these more so, you will save money. But, beware. If you continuously are moving them up and down, you are not doing yourself any favors. In fact, if you get cold so you raise the air conditioning, only to become hot again and lower it, you will be wasting money. As the air in the home cools down, it does not take as much energy to keep it at that level. But, if you raise the temperature and the home heats up, the air conditioning needs to work twice as hard to get it back down. This causes quite a bit of money to be lost in the turn. Pick and stay at the right temperature in the home and you can benefit from energy savings. Programming help. One thing that you really do want to take into consideration is that of programmable thermostats. These are not too expensive. They are probably just a few dollars more than a standard model and make a large difference. What can they do? First off, they still work the same as other thermostats too. When the home's temperature changes so much so that there is a need to call to the air conditioning unit or the furnace to balance it out, they do so. Yet, they have additional features as well. For example, you can program them to turn on before you come home from work. Let's say that you are at work most of the day and the kids are at school. There is no one in the home. Why keep the heat on full blast? If the period of time is longer than a couple of hours, these programmable thermostats are a blessing. You simply set the time in which you will be home, usually about an hour or so before so, and at that time they will kick on. Better models will be able to be programmed for various days of the week too, such as Saturdays you may be home all day. When the time comes to turn on, they do and get the home to the right temperature. You do not notice any difference until you notice your heating or cooling bills have dropped. You can also program them for different temperatures at night, when you are sleeping. By raising the temperature in your home during the summer a couple of degrees, or lowering it a couple of degrees in the winter, you can save a great deal of money. You do not need to remember how to do this when it comes to using your programmable timer and the thermostat, as it will take care of that for you. If you are looking to save money in energy costs, installing a programmable thermostat is one of the best moves for you to make. It is simple to install and easy to use. It will save you a good deal of money too. Chapter 9, Energy Star, Understanding What It Is. Have you heard of Energy Star? If you have not, this is your friend for sure. If you are purchasing any new unit for your home, from a dishwasher or refrigerator to the hot water tank and the furnace, Energy Star is something that you do want to take full advantage of. This is a term, a distinction that you should have on any of the appliances or major systems within your home. When a product is deemed to be Energy Star ready, it is capable of providing the necessary service to you but through reduced energy costs. The Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, along with the U.S. Department of Energy is the sponsor of Energy Star programs. Their goal is to help each person to save money as well as to help each of us to protect the environment by using energy-efficient products and by using energy-benefiting practices. The Energy Star program has been able to help people to save quite a bit of money. The EPA claims that in 2005, Americans were able to save someplace around $12 billion by using Energy Star products and therefore saving on their utility bills. But, it does not stop there. They also claim that by using these products, Energy Star has helped to avoid greenhouse gas emissions that would be about the same as that of 23 million cars in 2005 alone. Therefore, it is a good program to take note of. The program is in place to allow people to save money. But how much money can you actually save by using Energy Star products? The EPA estimates that in most cases, by choosing an Energy Star product over one that is not, you can save about a third or more of your energy bill with the product. In addition, you help to cut down on greenhouse emissions by about a third as well. The problem was that it seemed for a long time that to get an energy-benefiting product you must give up some features to cut back on the use of your product. Yet, with Energy Star, the program was designed to allow for all of the same products and services with no sacrificing of the quality of comfort of the product but still saving money in your needs. So, how does Energy Star play a role in helping you to save money? There are several ways. In short, you want to select services and products that offer the Energy Star seal of approval. There are several ways that you can gain these benefits. When purchasing new appliances. For example, if you are purchasing a new appliance, you can save a good deal of money by purchasing a product that is Energy Star approved. Most of us have seen the yellow tags on appliances to show us just what the benefits to our energy bill is if we purchase this product. In order for an appliance to get this tag on it, it must pass some pretty amazing tests to ensure that it is efficient enough to be considered an Energy Star product. The guidelines are set for each type of product through the United States Department of Energy and by the Environmental Protection Agency. If you are looking for a new appliance, such as a refrigerator, a washer or dryer, a dishwasher, an oven, a cooktop, any appliance for your home, look for one that is Energy Star approved as it will save you a great deal of money in the long run. In a home. Something that has been just becoming available is the ability to tap into Energy Star benefits through your actual new home purchase. As you will see in later chapters, you can now purchase homes that are Energy Star efficient. If you do this, you will save a great deal of money. Look for a home that has been designed specifically for energy efficiency and you will walk away with benefits. Other benefits. You can also go to the EPA's website to gain tools that will help you to design and fix problems related to energy needs as well. You can find how to lower your energy bills while still providing a great deal of comfort to you and to your family. A business can also find benefits of using Energy Star products. Just as you can implement these products into a home, they can fit well into most businesses as well. Sometimes, the rewards here are better bottom lines. Chapter 10, Outside the Home, Landscaping for Energy Benefits. Have you thought about the outside of your home for energy efficiency? Landscaping a home can be done in such a way as to allow for benefits in the energy department. In fact, you can save about 25% of your household energy consumption with a landscaping design that incorporates just the right placement of trees. There are many things that can be done to improve your outdoor living area to keep you feeling just as happy and content as it will in keeping your energy usage to a minimum. In fact, landscaping can do several things. It can help you to lower your heating and cooling costs dramatically. It can help you to protect your home too, from wind damage and sun fading, such as with paint. It can help to lower the costs related to the amount of water, fuel and even the number of pest control products you need to use. It can help you to gain benefits such as less noise and even improve the air quality in your home. All of this from energy efficient landscaping, yes, and it usually results with a great looking yard too. What you need to do. So, how can you get this done correctly? The Department of Energy in the US says that if you place just 3 trees surrounding your home, you can save yourself any place from $100 to $250 on your energy bills. This is because of what a tree can do. Winter. In the winter time, the right placement of a tree can keep out some of the cold, but will still allow the warm sunshine of the winter day to stream in. If you have any idea of what wind chill is, you can see another benefit of trees. The wind chill is the way that the wind cools things down. In the winter months, the wind chill is a secondary temperature. While the actual temperature can be 20 degrees Fahrenheit, the wind chill can knock it down considerably, making it feel as if it is much colder than it really is. When you add a tree, shrubs or other structures outside of your home, the wind is stopped and cannot hit the home, therefore reducing the wind chill factor for your home. If you install what are called windbreaks, or any item that can stop the wind before it hits the home, You can reap benefits of up to 40% less fuel consumption in heating your home. If you live in a very windy area, you can lose even more, up to one-third, of your winter fuel costs in this manner. This is as compared to a home without these benefits. Summer. In the summertime, you will reap the rewards of cooler air. This happens due to evapotranspiration, the process of the tree moving and letting off water vapor, and shading from the tree. It can lower the temperature up to 9 degrees in this way. Another key point to make is that in a shaded area underneath a large tree, the temperature can be as much as 25 degrees Fahrenheit cooler than it is just above a layer of blacktop on your street. All of this equals about 15% to up to 50% of lower need for air conditioning in the summer months. This can keep your costs down considerably. All of this just from a beautiful looking tree. In other ways, the landscaping that you do outdoors can find benefits to your energy usage. It is easy to see that placing trees in the right locations can help. Here are some other things to take into consideration. Make sure that water drainage is draining away from your home with a natural landscape that moves away from the home. This will allow for better protection of your foundation. When it comes to installing a new roof, look for Energy Star choices. In addition, this is the perfect time to consider solar panels and what they can do to lower the costs of your home. Of course, you can also purchase and use outdoor landscaping equipment and garage-related tools that are Energy Star approved too. Chapter 11, Alternative Sources of Fuel. Are you looking for a new way to provide energy to your home? In today's world, the race is on for the next fuel-efficient energy source. One thing that you are likely to do is to keep an eye out for what is new when you are purchasing something new. For example, let us say that you are looking to purchase a new hot water tank. There are plenty of hot water tanks that work off of gas or even electricity. But, this would be a great time to consider a solar-powered one as well. There are many appliances being made each year that offer a new and improved type of fuel source. You will find these are more expensive, in many cases, than a standard tool. Yet, that does not mean they should not be considered. Alternative options. There are many different types of alternative fuel options on the market. For example, one of the most widely known and fast becoming popular type of alternative fuel is that of solar powered fuel. This type of fuel comes from the sun, a renewable source that is also free to use. There are plenty of solar-powered products available, from lighting fixtures for outdoors to solar-powered hot water tanks and much more. These all work in the same way. They take in the solar rays from the sun during the daylight hours and store them so that when you call for energy, you can easily access it any time that it is needed. While they may cost more to purchase, just consider the fact that they really cost nothing to use. The better quality products are even reliable in areas where there is not a lot of sunshine all day long either. Yet, beyond solar power, there are other fuel sources that are coming about. There are cars and other appliances, including your furnace, that could soon be run on corn power. Corn, yes, the stuff you eat. This too is another renewable source of fuel. In some areas, restaurants are getting their power from fuel that is directly related to waste. By burning waste, in the right type of facility of course, there is the ability to benefit from fuel. Still, consider water and wind power. These are natural and completely clean fuel sources that are likely to be used in our products for our homes for many years to come. In fact, some homes are being heated through a combination of these methods. For example, an energy-efficient home can have water heated through solar power. This water is then circulated throughout the home, from the floorboards up, to generate warmth throughout the home. It moves back to the solar area in a large loop to start all over again. If you are considering the purchase of a new product or a new appliance, why not consider what these types of products can do for you? While they may not be readily available everywhere, they are definitely going to be. In fact, being more readily available is something that improves every day. If you are looking for an upgrade to a more energy-efficient fuel source, you will find excellent products and companies installing them throughout the web. Take some time to research. In fact, You may begin to see some of these products at your local department store soon too. Chapter 12, The Energy Efficient New Home. The Energy Star program that we talked about in an earlier chapter also provides for Energy Star new homes. If you have a home that has been certified as an energy efficient home, then you are well on your way to saving a great deal of money on that home. These homes are becoming more and more popular choices. That's because people realize that the way that their home is laid out, designed and landscaped all plays a large role in how costly it will be to power and run that home. There is no limit to the number of options that can be played into here. If you are purchasing a new home, it is well worth your time to consider looking for or building one that can be considered Energy Star certified. What are they? Energy Star homes are homes that have met specific guidelines as per the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and through the U.S. Department of Energy. These homes are actually about 15% more energy efficient than those that have been built by the 2006 International Energy Conservation Code, which is generally used. What they can offer. There are plenty of benefits that can come from an Energy Star home. Each home has to abide by the guidelines set forth, but the type of benefits that they offer can still differ from one home to the next. You may find benefits such as better insulation in the home structure. The construction has been done in such a way as to make it tighter and neatly fitting. The ductwork is tight and better for energy benefit. The windows on Energy Star homes are usually a large plus, as they are generally quite high performance in that they allow little to get in or out in the way of energy. The heating and air conditioning units are highly Energy Star approved for energy efficiency. The lighting in the home as well outdoors is more energy beneficial. The appliances in the home are all Energy Star approved appliances. Even the home's landscaping can help it to qualify for this certification. When you purchase an Energy Star home, you are getting a home that has been designed to meet specific guidelines. What's more is that you are sure to get the most out of this type of investment. There is no doubt that these high-quality, high-performance appliances and design features may cost more, but they are designed in such a way as to pay off in the long run. Of course, purchasing a new home or building a new home that is energy efficient is good for your wallet and the environment. Yet, many people shy away from this as they think that it is too complex, too strange, or something that is too much work. Yet, this cannot be farther from the truth. Energy Star products are designed to be both energy efficient and user-friendly. In fact, there is really no reason not to take full advantage of products like this. Conclusion. Is your home energy efficient? Have you learned any ways that you can better your home through this ebook? You may have the feeling that you just want to do everything in this book and all of a sudden reap the rewards. But, this is a costly process in that case. Why not tackle one project at a time, finding and improving the efficiency of your home one step at a time? There are some small things that will take only a few minutes to improve, yet there are those projects that can take much longer. How can you find the right ones to do? Remember that we went through and talked about which were your biggest energy draws. Use that as a starting point. If winter is on its way, it pays to pay attention to the windows in your home and the furnace. If summer of quickly moving in, think about planting a few trees to save you countless of dollars over their lifetime. The bottom line is that fuel costs continue to rise. There is no law, rule, or other factor that will be swooping in to lower them. As much as we like to complain about this, the best thing for us to do is to ensure that we are looking for ways to use the least amount of fuel as possible. When we do that, we can find many benefits overall in the way that our home looks and the way that it functions. Making your home energy efficient is a process, and one that is definitely worth it every step of the way. Start now and keep working at it. Keep your money in your pocket instead of out the cracks in your floor and windows.